Here in America, there are certain products that are strongly linked to certain regions of the country. For example, in the South, we've got grits, sweet tea, hush puppies, and cheer wine. Here's commentator Nancy Peeler-Keppel.
My first paying job, I use that term loosely, was at the Cheerwine bottling plant in Salisbury, North Carolina. I sat on a tall wooden stool and watched glass bottle after bottle go by on the conveyor belt. My duty was to pull off the ones which weren't the right color, weren't properly filled, or contained impurities, the gross stuff left in them by customers. The noise was deafening. The nauseating heat and monotony was broken only when I was called out by my dad to sweep and dust his cluttered office. I worked weeks that summer before he grudgingly paid me $3. Cheerwine was first formulated by my grandfather, L.D. Peeler, in the basement of his wholesale grocery store. In 1913, he was the bottler for a regional branch of the Mint Cola Company. The parent company went bankrupt in 1917 as a result of the World War I sugar shortage, and Salisbury investors bought its stock. They founded the Carolina Beverage Corporation. Later that year, a salesman from St. Louis sold LD on a unique cherry flavoring. He added that flavoring to 10 other ingredients and created a burgundy wild cherry soft drink, which he named Cheerwine. My grandfather and a helper washed the bottles, filled them with syrup and carbonated water, and capped them with a hand-operated crowning machine. Then he delivered the drinks in a horse-drawn wagon to Rowan County's retail grocery stores. In those days, there was never a year that he did much better than break even. My dad, Clifford Peeler, returned to Salisbury in 1924 after earning an MBA at Columbia University. He became president and CEO of the company and remained on the job for 70 years. Today, at 95, he's still active on the board of directors. Over the years, syrup has been replaced by dense concentrate. Wagons have given way to large delivery trucks. One company has grown to six, the cost of a drink from 5 cents to 50 cents or more. Glass bottles are rare, typewriters have disappeared, computers are indispensable, and the World Wide Web makes it possible for anyone in the world to learn about this beverage, which was once known only to a few North Carolinians. In 1992, the company's teen-oriented ads made Cheerwine controversial for the first time in its sedate history. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was investigating the company for encouraging American youth to swig alcohol. It took the Bureau one call to find that Cheerwine had never contained alcohol. The agents retreated, but Mothers Against Drunk Driving asked that the name be changed because it implied that there was a wine component. There probably will be many more changes, but Cheerwine will always be Cheerwine. At least that's the hope of this Peeler family member who appreciates the humble beginning of a soft drink, a grandfather's vision, a father's perseverance, and the two Salisbury grandsons who continue the tradition. This is Nancy Peeler-Keppel.
Nancy lives here in the Triangle in the Raleigh area.